Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Mary Lou?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's cooled down enough here to enjoy the mornings.
Okay.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Are you enjoying the morning?
It's you and me and Steve, I think, so far.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ruth.
Boy, I don't know how many consecutive days we've had a gorgeous view of Mount Rainier, but I think it must be about a record. Getting worried about the moisture around here, or lack of.
The bad penny's here.
The bad penny has returned? time out. I'm going mute for a bit.
Okay.
My water and my first supplements.
Okay, well, good morning. Good morning, good morning. We've got Monty, Steve, and myself. Anybody else here? And Ruth? A little bit after 7. Okay. I wonder, we should probably get going. Morning, you guys. Well, I'm not going to preach to the choir this morning. You guys know what the basics are, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
How's everybody doing? How you doing on the basics?
Best as possible.
Okay. Well, this morning, let's just go over them real quickly. Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the Health Style Call. Our mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. Become more mind and body fit. And oh my goodness, we're certainly learning a lot here about our mind. I think we're going to need to make 11 points here. If I did so much reading this weekend again about our teeth, thank you, Monty, and the importance of swishing. So that definitely comes right in there with the mind, keeping the mind fit. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, I'm going to go quickly over the basics. We want to strive for a perfect 10-day, but you know what? If we are just starting out and if we get a 5 or a 6 or a 7, it's probably better than what we had been doing before. So let's go over how we can get 10 points. First of all, most important is to be drinking our Pi Mag water. And you want to drink at least half your body weight in ounces every day. Measure it out. Figure out a way that you can keep track of that water. And if you live in a hot area, if you exercise a lot, then make sure that you increase that intake. I'm trying to get between 3 and 3.5 quarts of water a day because I live in a hot climate and I do get out and exercise. Our Nikken sleep. Sleep is so important. And that is another point. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours, good deep sleep on your Nikken sleep system, so you get a point for that. Get a point for all your water. Exercise, and I'm going to cover exercise a little bit this morning. Minimum 30 minutes exercise a day, and you can break that down if you need to in 2 15-minute increments or 3 10-minute increments. Our nutritionals, and boy, oh boy, we're hearing more and more about the value of our nutritionals. Donna's been doing just an absolutely awesome job on covering, going through and explaining to us all the good things that are in our Nikken Whole Food nutritionals. So We get a point for nutritionals and journaling. And really, really important. I've paid for lots of diet programs over my lifetime, and journaling has always been a key component. So we definitely need to journal. If we're not journaling, how are we knowing if we're doing better or better or not? This sheet is a wonderful journal. Just put it out in front of you. Keep track of the these things that you're doing throughout the day. Keep it out in the open so that you can mark them off. And if you, you know, have eaten something different or, you know, changed your times you're eating, maybe having a big meal earlier in the day or something, note that on the back. And then when you notice that you're feeling different, jot it down. So that then you've got your journal. You can go back and see exactly what it was that you had done. I know I suffered a lot with some, I guess you would call it heartburn. But I had been going through a period of that. Boy, after I journaled enough, I could go back and figure out that what was causing that. Or maybe I had forgotten to take my J. Greenzymes or something. And anyway, you can usually go back and figure it out. I suffer very, very little heartburn anymore. So, and we get... I'm down to journaling, so that is your 5 points, and then the other 5 points you get from your meals. Your 2 balanced snacks and your 3 healthy meals a day. So that is striving for a perfect 10. Now, that doesn't sound so hard, does it? The funny thing is, if I lack points, it's usually my snacks. I just don't seem to be quite so hungry anymore as I used to be. I seem to be more satisfied. So, I don't think that's a bad thing. Maybe I'll just go grab some J. Greenzymes or some of my nutrition. I may call that my snack. I may eat part of an apple with a little bit of Body Balance on it or something instead of a, you know, I used to sit down and eat a whole apple. I don't think that's necessary. So you can make your own choices there on your snacks. Maybe a little bit of fruit and a couple of nuts. You go to your balanced food chart and that Ruth has put together for us. Try to keep yourself in the more alkaline or at least balanced if you're going to have your alkaline foods, and you want to have a little bit of acidic food, just make sure that you complement that with your more alkaline foods. So this is all important, and maybe that's why I don't have that terrible heartburn so much anymore. And here's your quantities, and each one of these little blocks is a block, what we call a block, and women at a meal can have 3 blocks of each. Protein, carbohydrate, and fat. Men can have 4 blocks of each. Protein, carbohydrates, and fat. And you want to have, you do want to balance those blocks. When you do eat, and even when you have your snack, you want to have your snack for both men or women is 1 block of each. But you want to have a block of each, a carb, a protein, and a fat. Okay, anybody have anything they'd like to add? Would somebody like to tell us what some of their good snacks are?
Mary Lou?
Yes?
I think I'm talking to some of us, that it seems that we, and I particularly, I know that I do not eat a whole block, 3 blocks of protein for each meal. Because we now recognize that there are a lot of protein in our carbs and in our other things. And so there are a lot of times that I find that if I had to eat protein for my breakfast then to balance with it, I would have to eat 3 eggs and I only eat 1. And that brings all those amino acids to my, I feel like it brings all those amino acids to my body so that most of the time if I didn't eat protein, a block but ate more carbs or low carbs, very green ones. Well, we changed that here. The healthier carbs, and leafy greens and all those things, we still are getting a lot of protein. And I feel like I'm much more satisfied. And what's making me more satisfied and sometimes forgetting about the snacks is that I think the oil, the avocado that I eat every morning, the coconut oil that I'm putting into my diet. Dennisa snitched on some of our popcorn the other night. We had a popcorn Sarah and the kids were over here, and we had popcorn while we were watching a movie. And he saw it, some of it downstairs, and so he got some, and he was feeling really guilty because he thought he was eating some butter. Of course, it had coconut oil on it. And so it just was good. But eating more fat in my diet, I don't know if it's more than the 3 blocks. Well, I'm sure it is, actually. It's making me feel much more satisfied, and I feel like I'm more balanced. And so this is really kind of, I think, a guide for us and each of our bodies. We have to decide what we do, but I eat more fat and less protein than we used to do. I am following this exactly as we used to do. As anybody, and I feel much more satisfied than before.
I agree with you, Ruth. I very rarely have the 3 blocks of protein. Maybe when I have salmon, I might, just because I
do too. Oh yes, I'm going to have all my blocks there.
I make sure I have all my blocks. But now you mentioned having the egg in the morning, but of course you usually have your body balance as well, and so you're getting some protein, some great protein in your body balance as well.
Well, I have my body balance more often at lunch.
Oh, okay.
Or even at dinner. I really like it. At dinner or lunch, which one or the other, but usually I usually have one body balance a day, and sometimes I have it for a snack. It's kind of a big snack, but it hasn't been. But then usually I have, it's because I have, it's a late lunch is what it probably is.
Okay.
If I'm out in the garden, I eat an apple.
Okay, now that's interesting. We had our body balance last night for dinner. And I think it was because we walked so late yesterday. I had all my vegetables prepared and everything to do a wonderful stir fry in, with our coconut oil. And, we were going to have that on some brown rice. And we got back, and we were not hungry, and it must have been because we had increased our metabolism or something. So I said, "Woo, maybe we should do this more often." So we just had a body balance last night for dinner, and it was great. So anybody have anything they want to add? I'm going to talk a little bit about exercise today.
Well, Mary Lou, I'd like to ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know. I want to know all the factors that you understand that coconut oil affects.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I'm going to need Monty for help on this because he is, he's the one that's read just about every book he can put his hands on it. I started out on this routine with the coconut oil because of I found out I had a brain aneurysm, and I wrote to Dr. Fife, and Kathleen is the one that mentioned to us, Kathleen Miller mentioned to us about the switching with coconut oil, so that's where I started doing this. But then the more that I read about it, the more I knew that I needed to eat more coconut oil. Now, if we just added that to our diet, that coconut oil, we're not going to lose any weight, you guys, because we need to replace the oils that are already, you know, that we're already eating with coconut oil, unless, you know, we're real, real thin. Everything I'm reading is, replace some of your other fats with coconut oil. But, you know, this thing about the teeth, I can't get enough information about it, and this chronic inflammation that's going on in everybody's body, and so much of it is starting right at our teeth. And because we've got little nerves, anytime we make our mouth even bleed, you ever flossed and just, you know, you think, oh boy, there's a teeny bit of blood and it's there and it's gone. Well, we've broken that that skin, and we've got hundreds of thousands of bacteria in our mouth, and that is going to all parts of our body. So, your question was, what all does it, the question was, what all does it help? Is that what your question was?
Well, I knew that it affected the brain, and I love that.
Inflammation in everywhere in our body.
Okay.
Everywhere in our body.
It does affect.
Monty, help me out on this. I know fibromyalgia, coconut oil can help with reducing the inflammation with fibromyalgia.
And the reason why I'm asking is, as some of you might know, I've been at a very high level of pain. And, I've been trying to figure out what is going on. And as I started putting the coconut in my smoothie, I have begun to see less pain. And I thought, could that be? Is there a connection between that coconut oil? Are my joints, are my muscles so dry and depleted that coconut oil is oiling me up? I don't know. But, you know, I really am curious as to whether there is a connection or is it just my wishful thinking.
Well, I believe there's a connection. Monty, where are you, Bad Penny?
I think where we need to maybe, Joan happened to mention last week or sometime that all the cells in our bodies replace themselves. I think she said it was every 7 months, or I forget what it was. Okay. Well, one of the things I really noticed with coconut oil, and that is the difference in my skin and the smoothness of it. Well, anytime we take anything and it's beneficial for our body, and particularly if the coconut oil we take is good for our skin, then that means internally that things are getting better. And I think the main things that we need to understand about coconut oil is that it is a medium-chain fatty acid, which basically means that it doesn't go through our normal. It's like I don't have a gallbladder, okay? They had my gallbladder out probably 15 years ago. I noticed that when I eat a lot of fat, that I get diarrhea or whatever. But the nice thing about medium-chain fatty acids is that they don't go through that when we're ingested into the body. They don't go through the normal lymph system or to the blood like long-chain fatty acids do. They go directly to the liver through the portal vein. And there they are turned into what's called medium-chain triglycerides, which can then go through the body. But it doesn't clog the arteries, I'll use the terminology, like normal long-chain fatty acids do. And they have certain specific items in it which basically fight inflammation. And, of course, we've always, you know, that's been one of the main things in the charts we've seen, is that inflammation is one of the things that we're trying to avoid from our body. I know I've done a lot of reading and everything else on it, but I just totally believe that it's so beneficial in regards to our bodies. You know, Dr. Fife has a book out, it's called Coconut Cures, and it talks about preventing and treating common health problems with coconut. Well, when I hear about, you know, I start to see things, you know, when you start learning about things, you start seeing it from different people. Well, Dr. Blaylock talks about it, Dr. Merkel, Dr. Fife, look, the results that Mary Newport had in regards to Steve, in regards to his situations. I hear a tape by Dr. Fife in regards to Magic Johnson talking about, who has AIDS, who said they asked him what was the main thing that helped him out, and he used it, and he said coconut. Well, things like that. Karen, why don't you send me your address, if you would, on the email, and I'll send you that CD that I have in regards to Dr. Five talking about how coconut oil is going to be the basically health food for the 21st, 20th century. So if you could do that, that might explain. He could probably explain it a lot better than I can. And then also, if you want more information, you can always go on YouTube and pull up Bruce Fife, ND, and he's got a whole series of interviews on there, and they're just short ones, like a minute and a half, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, there's a whole bunch of them where he's asked certain questions by an interviewer, and he explains the answer. So he's probably the person you need to hear from more so than me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, but it's just been a little bit surprising to me after all the other things that I've been trying to accomplish that this would, I think, you know, I don't want to just all of a sudden say, yeah, this is doing it, but I have seen such a difference that I just can't help but be a little bit amazed with it.
Well, it is amazing, and one of the ways you can always find out if it's helping you, if anything, if you're taking anything, whether it be a medication or whatever, to find out if you're having problems, and that is if you're getting better and you want to take the risk, just come off it. Go off it and see what happens to your inflammation in your body or the pain or whatever it is you're having. I don't even care if it's medicine, but if you're getting results from something and then you go off it and those bad results come back again, then you know that's got to be one of the benefit things to do. Of course, I don't, you know, if I had a lot of pain, I don't know if I'd want to come off it.
That's the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Monty.
Yes,
you know, I'm glad Karen brought that up, because when we first, you know, started on this program and I started going out and walking there were days, I think I've mentioned it to you guys, that I thought I should probably walk with a stick out there, because I would have such, I'd get so much pain in my groin area, and somebody had told me, well, that was hip, and, you know, I know people that live here that said, oh, that's exactly where my pain was coming from, and now the doctor has me on this medicine. Well, you know, you guys that know me, you know, that's the last thing I want, is to be taking a medicine to try to get over that discomfort. And so somebody else was reading telling me about another book, and said that when you've got that discomfort, that you've got to, you know, just break through it. And so I just kept, you know, trying to increase it. It was so bad that sometimes we would get away from home, and I'd be afraid that if something happened, Larry'd have to come home, get the car, and come back and get me, because I would get to a point where I couldn't walk any further. And so I thought I just broke through that. And so by walking, I've broke through that. But Karen, you know, I think you brought up a good point there. It must be that coconut oil or the combination too.
I really hope that is the case. I really do. I keep telling Clyde there's a difference. And I just don't want to, you know, be
counting
on it and all of a sudden have the rug jerked out from underneath me, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that book that Monty talks about, Coconut Oil Cures, is that what it's called, Monty, by Dr. Fife?
That's Coconut Cures, and it talks about all the diseases that we have and how they have been so beneficial to those particular items. But he explains in the first part of it why it works the way that it does, and I think it'd be great information for basically everybody.
Well, thanks so much.
And then, Monty,
send me your address, and I'll send you a CD.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will give you my address, I promise.
No, just on the email.
Okay. I shall do that.
I sent it to you. Monty, it's on the screen.
Yeah, but I need to mail her a hour CD that Dr. Fife does. Thank you.
Where'd you get that CD, Monty?
I got it from Piccadilly Books. It's on there. That's where I got it.
Okay. And what's that one called?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Okay.
Called Coconut Oil, the New Health Food of the 21st Century by Bruce Fife, ND.
Okay. Well, I certainly believe it. I know it's made a big difference to me. Okay. Monty also sent me coconut oil dietary guidelines and suggestions by Mary Newport here. And the one thing is that, should I be worried about gaining weight from extra fat in the diet? And she says, yes. The best way to avoid gaining weight is to substitute your coconut oil for most other fats and oils in the diet. And if that isn't enough, cut back on portion sizes of carbohydrates such as breads, rice, potatoes, cereals, and other grains. In general, it's a good idea to use whole milk products, but if weight gain is a problem, you can also compensate for some of the new fat in the diet by changing from full fat to lower fat dairy. Anyway, we just want to remember that we're not adding this. We're substituting out some of our other oils. Does it increase cholesterol? Hydrogenated coconut oil can increase cholesterol. Therefore, look for non-hydrogenated coconut oil with no trans fat. And we've all talked about that before. And we also know the best that Costco is carrying coconut oils. Now, I'm getting a different brand than those of you up there in Washington. Mine's a 54-ounce. I think it's Carrington Farms. Very, very good coconut oil for around, I think it's either $14.99 or $16.99.
Whoa.
Anyway, great.
We're paying $19 for ours.
Well, you know, it's different depending on, I guess, where you live. Monty is getting one now from Vitacost, so you like it very well, don't you, Monty? And that was a 54-ounce container, I believe.
Well, the one I have is 78 ounces.
Oh, well, yours is a lot more than mine. I mean, you got more. I only have 54 ounces, and that's why you have...
I'm getting 78 ounces, and it's $19. And it's called Nutivia Organic.
That's a very
good
one.
What?
That's a very good brand, and that's a very good buy. I think that's probably about the best. $19.99. Some people are paying $21.99, I think, for that at a discount.
Yeah.
But I asked here for Nutiva because that's what I was hoping I would get, and they said each Costco area has their own district has their own buyers, and they think that this one is good, better. So anyway, I think great.
What I've learned about Costco is that if you keep asking about a certain thing, oftentimes they will get it because they have customer interest in that, so they will, you know, come around.
Right. Okay, what I really wanted to talk about today, and now it's going to be very, very quick, is the exercise portion. I can't encourage you guys enough. I guess you know I'm on my high horse or whatever you want to say. I'm on my podium. To encourage people to exercise, and I was reading, reading some of the benefits, and of course, not everybody can get out and walk. I'm excited because it's cooled down enough here in Arizona so that, yep, I can get back out and walk. And that during the summer, the best walking I could do would either be in an air-conditioned mall or in a swimming pool and walk around the edge, so I'm kind of excited to be able to go out to walk again. But it's been proven, exercise 30 minutes a day. And if you need to break that down into 3 10s or 2 15s, then the important thing is get moving. And maybe we should all just get our smaller glasses of water so we have to walk further to go get water. That'd get us up and moving more often, right? Dr. Bruce Fife says, why exercise? There's many reasons that we should exercise. It improves our bodily functions, helps prevent illness, burns off excess calories, improves appearance, increases self-respect, enhances mood, improves your quality of life, and helps you feel better about yourself and about life. The health-enhancing benefits of exercise have been known for many years. As far back as 1930s, researchers were able to decrease the incidence of tumors in a strain of cancer-prone mice from 88 to 16% by restricting their calories and increasing their physical activity. Scientists discovered an extract of exercise muscle when injected into mice with cancer, slowed the growth of tumors, and sometimes eliminated them entirely. An extract of non-exercise muscle had no effect. Exercise has been successfully used to treat depression and is a potent defense against most all forms of degenerative disease. The health benefits of exercise are well established. Studies have shown exercise to have the following effects. Decreased risk of degenerative diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and atherosclerosis. Is my saying that even close yet? I think that is hardening of the arteries. Another effect, increased energy, improved joint mobility, reduced joint swelling and pain from arthritis, reduced depression and anxiety, relieved stress, improved blood and lymph circulation, improved flexibility, enhance immune system function, improve brain and nerve function, enhance healing, improve digestion and bowel function, weight loss and management, lower your cholesterol and triglyceride levels, prevent insomnia, improve strength and endurance, normalize hormone secretion, prevent osteoporosis, prevent gallstones, prevent diverticular disease, improve memory and cognitive skills. So, what exercises? If you can't get out and walk, he recommends swimming, rebounding. The important thing is find something, make it a part of your life, and find something that you like to do. So I know some of you have got those rebounders. My favorite is walking. He talks about, looked up Dr. Blaylock this morning, too, on the walking. And Karen, I have to admire you for when the weather was so bad, you just got up and you moved around, made a path around your house. Some of the benefits of walking. Helps with weight management, is accessible to everyone, unless, of course, you've got medical issues where you can't walk, then rebound or swim. It doesn't require special equipment, and it's one of the easiest ways to get more active. Reduces symptoms of depression and anxiety. It's low-impact exercise, lowers your LDL cholesterol, raises high density cholesterol, lowers your blood pressure, reduces the risk of cancers, helps reduce risk and aids with the management of type 2 diabetes, improves mood, helps maintain strong bones, reduces the risk of heart attack, less likely to lead to injuries, reduces stress, reduces risk of heart disease, you don't have to pay for it, builds aerobic fitness and helps maintain lean muscle tissue. So why wouldn't we want to, if we can, get out and walk? And I know that in Dr. Fife's book here, he talked about there's a body of evidence that suggests the more physically active you are, the less likely you are to die prematurely. In a study reported recently in the Journal of American Medical Association, researchers from the University of Helsinki reported that taking a brisk 30-minute walk just 6 times a month cuts the risk of premature death by 44%. This study was unique because it involved only twins. I'm married to a twin. That's why this caught my attention. It involved only twins and was therefore able to separate out mortality due to genetics versus mortality due to fitness. The study tracked almost 16,000 healthy men and women in a national registry of twins in Finland for an average of 19 years, the researchers found that even occasional exercises, those who did less than the equivalent of 6 brisk 30-minute walks a month, were 30% less likely to die during the study than the sedentary twins. More vigorous exercises, those who did at least an equivalent of 6 brisk walks or jogs 30 minutes each a month, were 44% less likely to die early. So I want to encourage everybody to find an exercise that you can do, and let's make sure that we get to mark one, get a point for your 30-minute exercise a day on your health style sheet, health style journal. That's, anybody have anything they want to add? But all I'm going to cover this morning, I passed our time. There's Ruth. I didn't even notice we had the screen up, but I shouldn't laugh, but this is really I look at this and I think of my husband with his twin brother who chose to go the medical route. And his life is entirely different than Larry's, and yet he was one of the first people that we went to. And believe me, we've tried throughout the years and to get him to pay attention to us and with our wellness, with our Nikon, and he thinks it's foolish. And now, of course, he says he's beyond help. Nothing could be reversed. And you know, sometimes, unfortunately, you gotta move away from that, because they could drag you down that bad road too. So anyway, your future does depend on choices, and I know everybody on this call is taking that path of wellness, and our future depends on our choices or lack thereof. Okay, that's it, you guys. Anything anybody wants to add? Thanks for Karen for bringing up the coconut oil. Did everybody leave?
No, we're all here, and I'm sitting here thinking, thank you for bringing coconut oil to our attention.
Well, actually, it was Kathleen Miller that started me down this road, so a dentist wife, how about that?
Well, I'm glad I mentioned it, because everybody's really tuned into it farther than I have, and they're just going to town with it with really good results.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. And then Monty picked up the ball and ran with it, and has been just a blessing to all of us. And especially me, because I don't read a whole bunch of books. It's hard for me. Maybe the more I'm swishing, the easier it'll be for me to keep what I read, retain what I read. So Monty's got a magic thumb. He can usually find the book and the page. So, okay, you guys, tomorrow is Terrific Transparent Tuesday, and so tomorrow be ready to come on the call and share your progress and what's helping you the most on the program. And everybody get moving today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.